USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Customs and Border Protection say they now have over 5,000 children in federal custody and more than 10,500 are in the care of HHS. Ruben Garcia runs the largest migrant shelter in El Paso. He says the situation will continue to grow.
I foresee that it could become something that we've never seen before, just in the sheer numbers.
Federal authorities are looking for more shelters. Documents show that far more children are being taken in than the number that can be matched with sponsors. In Miami, police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
One doctor says 200 million vaccines in Biden's first 100 days is achievable. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
President Biden earlier this week adjusted his goals for vaccination against COVID in his first 100 days in office. His initial goal of 100 million shots was reached this week, with the president telling reporters on Friday that the U.S. may be able to double that. Dr. Celine Gounder believes that's achievable. The infectious disease expert and epidemiologist tells CNN that vaccination efforts have ramped up to the point that reaching 200 million shots in the next 50 days is possible.
The fact that we've already hit essentially 100 million doses in arms in the first half of that 100 days, I think we really can do this. One in four Americans has now received at least one dose of vaccine. One in eight Americans has been fully vaccinated. So, you know, I think that's really a testament to all of the hard work that's been done to dramatically scale up vaccination.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Flooding in Australia's New South Wales is getting worse as Sydney's Werragamba Dam has overflowed. The weather also caused a mini tornado that left thousands in the dark in Chester Hill. Farther north, along the coast in West Taree, video captured a house as it was swept away. Meteorologists issued major flood warnings across western Sydney. President Biden has chosen a former astronaut to run NASA, USA's Dan Naraki reports.
The White House announced its pick for NASA administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia, while a member of the House of Representatives. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the president and vice president, as well as our authorizing and appropriations committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades. And so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.